Blog Talk Radio. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us. This is the Tarot Insider Show here on Wednesdays on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. I'm Dax Carlisle, and I am the founder and executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio, but I'm also the founder and president of the Tarot Guild. I've been president of the Tarot Guild for 14 years now. My God, it's just blowing by here. You know, and so on Wednesdays, we want to, you know, give you a look into the world, especially if you are new to tarot and maybe you want to go professional, or maybe you're already professional and you're looking for tips, you know, on working as a professional. That's what the Tarot Guild's all about. It's the international professional organization for tarot readers, basically, here. And today's topic, we can actually, you know, it will cross over not just tarot readers, but any psychic professional is going to get something out of today's chat. And today's chat, by the way, I am chatting with the fabulous Mary Brown. She is the Vice President for Certification for the Tarot Guild, and she's a certified Tarot Master herself. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dax. Hello, everybody. Happy Tarot Insider Wednesday. I think it's a new moon today, too.
Is it really? Maybe that's the weird energy I'm feeling. I'm feeling weird stuff today, but I'm trying to go with the flow.
It's super weird. I've been following some of my favorite astrologists and talking about, like, you know, Uranus leaving Aries, entering into Taurus. So we've got Uranus and Taurus, Neptune and Pisces, and that combination hasn't happened since the run up to the American Civil War, according to one of my faves, Monty Farber.
So I love Monty.
Yes. Monty's awesome, but man, you know, he just, you know, some of the stuff that he, you know, points out, you know, that you don't read in your horoscope in the newspaper, right? You don't read about all the influences going on. You know, it's really amazing because he's so great at telling us, like, how we could see that manifest, what kind of things that brings up.
Right. And, you know, I know it's completely off topic, but I wanted to mention real quickly, because you brought up about the astrology, that we have looking for astrologers out there to join the network, you know, because I find that stuff fascinating. Sure, natal charts are great, and, you know, individually what's going on with you and everything like that, but it's the astrological phenomenon and how it affects everybody on the planet, you know. We want to get some great astrologers. And I've been in talks with a few different folks, and they were interested, then they weren't interested. And then I just got a message yesterday, which I still have to reply to somebody that's interested as well. And I'm going to talk to them about it. They do karmic astrology. Very interesting. Yeah. But the thing is that we've got every manner of psychic, clairvoyant, medium, tarot reader, numerologist, soul realignment practitioners, Reiki masters, hypnotherapists. I mean, we've got angel workers, angel card readers. We've got every kind of psychic modality going on here on Psychic talk radio, except for one of the biggest ones, which is astrology. We would love to have an astrology show with two or three really great hosts that are astrologers that can, you know, give a weekly report, what's happening, kind of like the weather report, you know, but it's the weekly astrology report, you know. So if you are an astrologer, or if you are or if you know some really great astrologers and you think they might be interested in doing radio, have them get a hold of us, because that would be just awesome to get some astrology going on the network. I know some of our, you know, we have 14 hosts, and obviously in that bunch, there's going to be one or two or three that dabble, but I'm talking about we need some experts that have been doing this for 20, 30, 40 years, you know, that are really good at it and can talk that way and are so into astrology that they can do it as a radio show, that they want to get this information out about doing astrology, about what's going on with astrology, you know, in the current moment and upcoming and forecasts. Yeah. So
that'd be awesome.
Yes. Contact us. You know, I'm on Facebook. You can contact any of the hosts. You know, we're on the group. And if you go to psychictalk.net/Facebook, it'll take you right to the open public group you can join. Or if you're on the website, psychictalk.net, anywhere you see the Facebook icon, just go ahead and click it. And you can join the group and you can find me in there. You can find everybody else and you can message us. You can also message us through the page, facebook.com/psychictalk. I think that's the one that takes you there. Gosh, it's been so long since I sent people to the page, Mary. I'm like, wait, how do you get to the page again?
What is it? Where are we?
Yeah. I mean, if you type in Psychic Talk, you're going to find us. But it's just Psychic Talk. I couldn't remember if there was radio on there or not. So it's facebook.com/psychictalk. And you just push the big button that says there's a call now button, but that's to call into the radio show, folks. But right next to it, you're going to see a send message button. And just send us a message and get us in contact with those folks, or have them message us, or, you know, you can email me as well, dax@psychictalk.net. Lots of options there. And all the information's on the website. So if you're anywhere on psychictalk.net, just look at the links at the top of any page. You'll see become a host. So you can just grab the link to that page and send your astrologer friends there. Also, we're looking for shows that aren't about astrology. So if you don't do astrology, don't be dissuaded. You know, we've got a lot of slots open. We're planning, you know, we're on 7 days a week. We have 14 hosts, but we're planning on doubling, tripling that, folks. So we need a lot more shows and a lot more hosts. So get a hold of us if you thought about doing radio or even pre-recorded podcasting. We offer that as well. So how to become, or how to be successful working on a psychic line and the websites out there. We thought this would be a great topic, right, Mary? We first started chatting about this last week, and, you know, we thought that for the new people just getting into it, or even the seasoned professionals that are thinking of doing it, you know, it is really great. I do want to throw out there that I've worked with a lot of people who have worked on a lot of different websites and psychic lines and things like that. And it can be profitable. It can be quite successful. But I think what it is, Mary, people sometimes don't know what they're getting into when they jump into it. It's a lot different than reading privately.
Yes. Yes. I didn't know what I was getting into when I jumped into it. So
right.
Yes, I agree with that statement. I am that statement. But it's like, because what it is like, okay, you reach the point maybe, and it may not be true for everybody, but, you know, you reach a point where you decide, you know what, I love doing this so much, whatever it is, whether it's tarot, whether it's, you know, mediumship, whatever, you know, I love doing this so much that I wish this was my job. Like, I would be fulfilled doing this as a job because I love doing it so much. And so you think about turning professional and you're like, okay, you know, and depending on where you live, right? You know, if you live in a big city, then, you know, you've got a potentially large client pool, you know, to pull from to get a business off the ground.
Mostly, yeah.
If you live in a small town, you know, well, not so much. You know, unless it's just this total metaphysical small town and like everybody's always getting readings, you know, which I would love to live in if there is one. Give us a shout out. You know, tell me where I can move to. But otherwise, then you think, okay, well, I could do this by putting a website online and maybe, you know, taking calls through that or doing email readings or, you know, maybe there's some way to do this, maybe using social media even.
You
can do all of that. But exactly, sometimes people aren't finding you. And, it can cost a lot to market online in such a way that you're everywhere, you know, buying sponsored ads, that kind of stuff, that, you know, becomes sort of this diminishing return, you know, or can in the beginning. And so that's why people, you know, look to some of these larger networks. It's like, wow, okay, you know, they've got, you know, potentially millions of clients that all want psychic readings in some form or another. So that's why, you know, they're so popular with readers and psychics of all flavors, because you find you get exposure to the client base that you wouldn't otherwise get or you couldn't, you know, afford to get.
Absolutely. Well, the big thing for me is, you know, over the years, had a lot of people come through the Tarot Guild and also the International Association of Angel Practitioners becoming angel practitioners, angelic mediums, and so forth. And when you're starting out, you know, I always recommend, you know, give it a try. Maybe it's not for you, but you can try it out. And you know, even if it's not perfect for you, you could do it for a while during the build-up phase while you're building your business up. And it can be, you know, quite lucrative and, you know, but it's very different from establishing a client base and doing private readings where you're spending a half hour, 40, 45 minutes or an hour or something like that with a booked client that paid you a set fee. Yes, you have to actually be there on the line waiting for calls and things like that, you know, and there's telephone type websites and lines, chat. And then the big thing now, you know, is video coming out, like sites like Aranum and so forth. And it feels like you're in the same room with the person. But the way they do it on Aranum is go into their free chat and see them and hear them and chat with them before you take them into a private reading. So there's a lot of free stuff going on before you actually get paid, Mary. But this is the thing.
Yeah.
Some people have complained about that before, you know, to me and said, well, yeah, but I have to, you know, sit there and wait for calls and, you know, get calls and all this kind of stuff. And I said, okay, but let's look at your muggle job. Would you rather make $8 an hour and sit in a cubicle all day for 8 hours with a few breaks here and there. And that's the other thing. It's not like you're on there for 8-10 hours and you can't take a break. You know, I mean, you can decide I'm going on for 4 or 2 hours or 6 hours or 8 hours, and you can take breaks whenever you want. It really is your own business. You decide when you're on the psychic line, when you're on the website live, and when you're not. Okay. But just think of it logically. Okay, so I'm going to sit in a cubicle and get paid $8-$10 an hour, okay, for 8 hours and make, okay, so at the most maybe $80, then they take out taxes and everything like that, of course, over an 8-hour period. Would you rather do that or do what you love and be on the psychic line or network or website, you know, for 8 hours and make hundreds of dollars? Make more money than you would at a 9-to-5 smuggle job, hourly wage is what I'm thinking, Mary, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And really be helping people and doing what you love, you know. So either way, you're sitting there in the cubicle. It's just, you know, do you want to be at the cubicle at someone else's office? And you know, you have, you're restricted to very specific breaks and your lunch period, and you only got 30 minutes, get back, you know, or do you want to work at home from the comfort of your home, from your kitchen table, or your, maybe you have an office set up for this, or you're sitting on your couch in your living room doing this, or what have you.
Yeah.
And you
and your
take
PJs.
Breaks whenever you want. In your PJs.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But then there's the other aspect that I want you to go into, Mary, is the learning curve when you found the big difference between doing booked readings privately versus, okay, you get on these lines and now they're charging per minute. And some of them, they're giving like the first 3 minutes free or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, because a lot of these, you know, these bigger sites, you know, they're competitive with each other. So they're, you know, doing what they can to get new customers in. So they'll give away 3 minutes or 5 minutes or something, you know, just to get people to try their network. And it's only, you know, to me, it was like sort of stunning, you know, like that somebody expected like a, you know, a detailed reading in 3 minutes. I was like, ah, you know, and the thing about it is like it, the learning curve, you know, the great thing about it is you learn on this curve, you know, so you learn that you need to like start getting them the information out quickly, you know, so they get something in that time frame, so they don't feel like you were just asleep or something when they called you, you know, because these people that are getting these 3 minute readings for free, if they like you, they can end up becoming a client of yours that you have for years. You know,
sure.
And there's, you know, there's a lot of nuances to it. If you do like when I started out, I mean, for years, you know, before I even realized how many, you know, that there were so many types of tarot decks, before I even realized there was a tarot community, you know, like readers that talk to one another and connect, shared information and took classes, you know, before I discovered the Tarot Guild, you know, I was like a lot of people and just, you know, I had my books, I had, you know, a couple decks and it was all just what I was learning through the experience of reading, you know, and I started reading when I was like 15. So, you know, but mostly like, you know, it wasn't as structured, you know, I didn't even know a lot of the things that I know now. And mainly I was reading for people that I knew or that someone I knew them. So, you know, not only is it different because you're not doing it per minute, but there's also like there's more of a comfort level, right? You know, and when you've booked a reading in advance for somebody to come to you, also, and if you're reading at events too, you know, there's a, I don't know, there's a certain comfort level. There's this expectation of being in like a civil society. When you're reading on a phone line, it's up to you to sort of like set that tone and maintain that, because anybody on the planet, somebody in the midst of a total freak out could be calling you. And at the same time, you can't, you've got to maintain like who you are as a reader, keep your center, that kind of stuff. And, you know, so sometimes, you know, we can feel, you know, if we have any level of empath within us, of the empath within us, at empathy, we can feel, you know, that urgency, and it can affect our energy if we don't know how to guard against that by staying grounded and centered. So there's a lot of moving parts to this, you know, but yeah, you know, I think it's a lot less pressure on the client end too, because they're seeing the dollar signs roll by as the minutes go by, and they're thinking like, did I get my answer yet. And you know, when you can book in advance, like, you know, if somebody wants to get a reading with me, like, you know, go to psychictalk.net/Mary and you can book a reading, and I have like two like different set time frames for for a certain price, and you can do it that way. And then we know in advance how long, both of us know how long it's going to last, and you know you're going to get your answers within that time frame as well. You know, it's not like you have it, you know how much you're paying for it, basically. You know.
Yeah, and that's something I like about that versus, you know, doing the lines. And I do like that there is this comfort level, even though you don't really know everything that's going to transpire.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the times I'm booking with people in person, and I kind of know them to some extent, you know, or get a feeling from meeting them. And I kind of know where things are going versus you absolutely do not know what you're going to get moment to moment on a phone line or a video chat website or what have you. I don't want it to be a, you know, we're telling you the differences, and I don't want it to be a, you know, shoot the phone lines and websites down thing. I just want to, we just want to get across that there's big differences, and both have their pluses and minuses. Like, one of the big pluses for, like, going to work on Aranum or Hollywood Psychics, or what are the big sites out there now? Kasamba, California Psychics.
California, you know, Psychics, Keen, they're all out there.
The thing is that they have huge marketing budgets. So they are marketing for you and sending people to their website. And then when you're on that website, they find you there, you know, so it's a built-in client base, you know, and so it's really good, especially for the beginner that hasn't built up a client base, that hasn't got word out yet. You know, what you mentioned about building the website, you know, build it and they shall come. No, not on the internet. It doesn't work that way. You have to build up traffic to your website. You need to be, you know, blogging and doing social media posts and sending people to these blog posts, and they find your website and they get to know you. And once they trust you, you know, we're in a different era now. It's not billboard marketing. It's social marketing, social media marketing.
Yeah.
So, you know, they want to get to know you and trust you before they give you money. And so, you know, that takes time, folks. You know, meanwhile, you can go on to the websites or the psychic lines or both, and basically, you know, built in traffic until you can build up your presence, you know. And one of the great ways to build up the other side of things that we were talking about, you know, is to be on larger websites in addition to, if you want to build your own website, you know, so joining the Tarot Guild and getting on the Tarot Guild website, joining the International Association of Angel Practitioners and getting on the angelpractitioner.com website, you know, or becoming a radio host on psychictalk.net. Yes, because when you become a host on the network, you get your own page, like Mary just said, psychictalk.net/Mary, and right there on the website. And, you know, you're getting put out there every day because of your live radio shows, your radio shows that are in archive, that are now podcasts, that are also going out over iTunes. And you can, you know, tell people all about you on your page, and they get to know you through the radio shows. And then they trust you because they've been listening to you on radio for a long time, and they'll go to your page and push that book now button. So that's, you know, some of the big difference.
Yeah. And also, you know, another thing you just made me think of too, is like, what's great about, you know, whether you decide to host your own show or you know, get in contact with Dax because you wouldn't, or one of the hosts, because you think you'd make a good guest for one of the shows, is there, you know, instead of like the 3-minute free reading that the websites offer, they're getting to see you in action, because most of these shows do take calls and do live readings. And so they get a sense of your reading style too, which is fantastic. That's why, you know, people on Aranum, you know, you'll see them like doing like just the live thing before they are doing private readings, it's kind of accomplishing the same thing. So, yeah, the radio show is great because we do so many, we take so many calls and do so many on-air readings that people get to see how the different readers read, what kind of readings they give.
That's right too. Yeah, and if you're, and that's another thing. If you're a little bit, you know, earlier we were talking about, you know, we'd like to get some astrologers on, but you know, we also want more,
yeah,
more mediums, because mediumship is really big. You know, we want angel readers, we want tarot readers. You can get your feet wet by becoming a guest, and so don't hesitate to contact us about that. At the very least, you can check it out, come on as a host, come on as a guest, and then decide if you want to be a host. But doing radio shows as guests is great, because most shows, you know, not just the Psychic Talk Radio Network, but you can go on a lot of shows on Blog Talk and, you know, Spreaker and all over the web, and you can get yourself out there that way, and people get to know you. You know, people get to know your reading style. We have a whole new audience, it seems, you know, since we started the new network. We've gotten a lot of people from our old networks have followed us, but we've gotten new people because I've had people hear us on the shows and then contact me on Facebook and book a reading with me that way.
And that's great. And
yeah, go ahead.
No, what were you saying?
Oh, no, I was just going to go into ask you more about this, because you have experience with it. You know, how do you keep a professional tone in the midst of what's sometimes chaos going on, you know, on phone lines?
Absolutely. You know, because, look, you know, a lot of it, you know, about keeping the professional tone, you know, the, you know, like a great example is like people that practice Reiki, okay, and even if you don't practice Reiki, but you're somewhat familiar with it, you know, Google the five precepts, you know, today I will not worry, today I will not anger, I will be honest in my work, I will be kind to others, I'll give thanks for my many blessings. Those are all like really grounding things to kind of focus on. So look, you may be getting anger off of the phone, you know, from the person calling you, because sometimes that happens. People are so upset by circumstances or events that happen in life. You know, they may be, you know, something suddenly shocked them. They just caught their husband in bed with another woman, somebody, you know, and they're like, I'm calling a psychic, you know. I mean, this happens, right? It sounds, you know, kind of counterintuitive, but that, it actually does happen that way. But they just went through something that really upset them. And either they're really hurt or they're really angry. And, you know, we're very reactive creatures, us human beings. You know, so a lot of times, you know, they're going to direct that, all the turmoil that they're feeling right towards, you know, you or who, whatever psychic it happens to get that call. And you've got to realize, like, that's their stuff. So you're not going to push the anger back towards them. You're not going to meet that with anger. You're not going to meet that with worry. You know, what you've got to do is, your job is, one, you know, you already have the knowledge and experience, or you wouldn't be going pro, right? You know what you're doing. You know how to do it. And you know what you're there to do. You're there to give a reading. You're not there to solve the world's problems. You're there to give a reading. So what's their question? Try to get them to where they're asking you a question that you can pull some cards on, you know? And, you know, be kind, you know, be compassionate. And that, even if the most upset person, a lot of times they want just that human connection. It's like, my world is crazy, and, you know, is there anybody out there? You know, I feel like sometimes that's what it's about. And so part of your job is, you know, and part of being professional is that, like, you don't get that same hyped up energy that they have crazy. You've got to stay centered and grounded. And ways that you can do that, to me, what I've learned through the years of experience on these lines is, you know, it became more important than I ever would have thought to have a daily practice, to do Tai Chi every day, to at least set up my sacred space before I decide, okay, I'm going on now. I'm going to be available to whoever needs me. And to
meditation.
Also, you know, yeah, meditation, meditating on those five Reiki precepts is wonderful because you're reminded, you're reminding yourself that you're honest in the work that you do and that you're not going to get angry and that you're not going to get worried, you know, and that you're going to be kind. And, you know, once you start, you know, developing that practice, it really, really supports a job like reading on psychic phone lines. Because you're sturdy, you're grounded, you're centered, and you know, then you can do your job with a clear head. And then the other thing too is like, you know, I would add another one. I'm not gonna be judgy. You could tell why this didn't make it into the famous precepts, right? I won't be judgy. But I think that's a big part of it because we all have a moral compass regardless of, you know, which way it's pointing, right? We all have a line, you know, we all have, you know, some healthy boundaries, hopefully. And there's things that we would never consider doing or getting ourselves into as situations in life, like, no, that's not me, I would never do that. And we may even, it's pretty normal for people to judge other people. We may look at someone who's like in that sort of situation, like whether it's an illegal situation or illicit affair or whatever it is, and we might think like, oh, that's not good, right? Well, you know, that's fine in your normal day-to-day life, but you don't know who's calling you, and you don't really, you're not walking in their shoes. So when you're presented with just off-the-wall situations that people want readings on that you would never dream of getting into yourself, and you may have certain opinions about, you really got to leave the ego at the door. You got to not take it with you onto your line because that's not what they're calling you for. They're not calling for you to be their moral judge and jury. Mm-hmm. They're calling to ask a question that's important to you. And so it's important to remember that. It's important to get into that neutral space, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of calls, I want to throw out there that we are a live call-in show. So if you want to call in at 714-816-4628, we'll take your call today and you can ask questions about this. You can ask questions about starting your own psychic business, about working on the psychic lines, about doing in-person private readings, about doing fairs. You know, maybe you got questions about all this stuff and you know, you want to know how to start or how to grow your business. We can throw out some tips. And I do see some people starting to call in. You know, you can also call in for a mini reading as well. So 714-816-4628. You know, this is how Mary and I give you a taste of what we do. 714-816-4628. We'll go to phone calls in just a minute. But we talked about this, Mary, about how, you know, a lot of the spreads and the reading methods that we use on air, because we have to have fast ways to get information. And we also do that with our clients now too. A lot of us, you and I do anyway, we talked about how we've, you know, kind of developed these systems and gone in different directions from the way, you know, typical readers do. We just did a radio show on this. Was it a Wednesday ago or two Wednesdays ago? It's in the archive.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One of the two. I can't remember.
Let me just give them the easy link. So it's psychictalk.net/Tarot Insider. You'll find all the Tarot Insider shows. Scroll down and find the one about easy reading methods and spreads. And so that's another thing, is developing methods and spreads that allow you to give information quickly. Remember, some people are checking you out. They're using their free 3 minutes, and you need to, you know, from the moment they get on with you, you need to start throwing cards down, getting information out to them. And we tell you about exactly how to do Mary's phone line method spread.
Yeah.
And you know, my 5-card radio spread. I call it the 5-card radio spread. And you can check that out in
a
the archive.
A lot of 3-cards. Yeah, we
and
did a lot of 3-cards too.
Yep.
Which are great short spreads. But,
absolutely.
You know, this feeds into, it's funny how a lot of the topics we've covered on Tarot Insider recently really, really do relate to this. You know, the spread one does.
I'm loving it.
And just, yeah, you know, for sure that does. And there's just also, and also when we've talked about on a few times, like yes, no questions, you know, should, what kind of questions can you ask the tarot and stuff like that? You know, you've got 3 minutes with somebody who's asking a question, breaking all your rules, right? They want to, you know, they want a yes or no question. They want to ask about a third party. They want to, you know, everything goes out the window. As you know, from their perspective, they're not aware of these rules. They're thinking they're getting a reading. And so, you know, yeah, you don't have time to lecture them, and nobody wants a lecture anyways on what's the proper question to ask.
You know? Yes, let's make that question more empowering, Mary.
Yes, now I want to empower you. It's like I didn't call to get empowered.
Yes. You can't do that on the phone lines. You know, you hear, and a lot of this is artificial. It's imposed by the quote unquote tarot community, or it's imposed by, you know, what other psychics are talking about, how they read. Uh-huh. And, you know, this is the way you're supposed to do it. It's like, no, there is no such thing, you know, and you have to develop your own style. And if you're going to read on psychic lines and websites, you have to, you know, adapt to what you're going to receive. I wanted to throw something out there. We got a bunch of other stuff to talk about. We got, we want to get into a little bit on, you know, what was it I was saying earlier, ethics and professionalism, confidentiality. But I want to get to the phone calls too. Before we go there real quick, Mary, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, how to make this successful. So the thing is, especially when you're new going on the websites or the psychic lines, you know, you have to have it set in your head that, okay, I'm not going to go on there for a couple hours and try it out. You have to have it set in your head that, you know, this is going to be my business and I'm going to give it at least several months, at least, you know, 3 months to 6 months at bare minimum, because you know, even though you're going to get the traffic, which you wouldn't get, you know, maybe just starting up your own business, private booked readings, because these websites, as we talked about earlier, have, you know, the high traffic and, you know, that's a big plus for doing this, but you have to still build things up with them.
Yeah.
So this is what I want to recommend to everybody. Okay. You know, have it set in the back of your mind, you know, that you're going to give this the full shot. And that may be 3 months or 6 months or 9 months or a year, you know, and I'm not saying it's going to take that long to be profitable. Some people are, in fact, most people are making money, and a lot of people are very profitable, you know, from the get go, but keep a record. Okay. And this is going to help you with peace of mind. So keep a record of all the time that you spend on there. Now, the websites will often, and the phone lines will often automatically, you know, record and have, you know, the number of minutes that you spent with this caller and this caller and this caller, you know, or this client. Yeah. But you want to write down every single hour that you spend on the line, whether you're in a session or you're waiting for a session or what have you, and keep track of that. And then also keep track, obviously, how much you're making over a month, and then divide those number of hours that you spent over this month into how much you made to get a realistic idea of how much you're making per hour. And then do the same thing next month and do the same thing next month. And then that way you're going to get an idea where you can logically look at it. Okay, you know, I spent all these hours, but, you know, I'm averaging whatever that is, $20 an hour, $25 an hour, $40 an hour. I don't know. You know, you're averaging this amount, and then you can weigh that against, okay, do I want to be making $20, $30 an hour or higher, or do I want the muggle job where I'm sitting in the cubicle 8 hours a day making $10 an hour, you see? So that's the way to work it. You know, that's the way to to, you know, figure out that, you know, is it profitable for you or not? You know, if conversely you do this exercise for 2 months, Mary, and you're making $5 an hour, well, then maybe it isn't the right thing for you, you know? But you got to give like a shot. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would add to that, like, I don't know, like for me, the way I approached it was I was working like a regular regular job as a Hollywood reporter. Not really regular, but it was so irregular. I was working like 60-hour weeks, you know, doing that because of everything it entailed. And so the way I started out, I'm like, wow, you know, and now at that point I was starting to collect decks. I'm like, I have all these decks, and, you know, I'm thinking, I want to do it? Should I do it? You know, everybody was like, you should go pro, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, you know? And it's funny because I started off like kind of part-time. I would start off because, you know, on some of these sites, I think on most of them these days, you can pick when you're going to make yourself available. That's, again, one of the great benefits of setting your own hours. And so I was just getting my feet wet by, you know, going live at midnight and working till like three in the morning, you know. And believe me, you get some wild calls because of the people that are up at those hours of the morning sometimes. But then also, you know, you also get into different time zones of people that you wouldn't talk to normally either if you were working like your regular hours. So, you know, there's a whole, you know, we could give a whole class on just, you know, figuring out what your sweet spot is as far as the times that you make yourself available on these lines.
Plus there's a whole world out there. You know, the Australians are just waking up when we're going to sleep, kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, and New Zealanders, yeah. And you know, the thing is, though, I started doing this part-time while working a full-time job. And, you know, you're the numbers man. I didn't, you know, do all those calculations. The way I looked at it was, okay, you know, am I getting clients? And, you know, more importantly, then the money is the feedback, right? Because the feedback that you get is public, it's posted everywhere, and, you know, that's what either attracts or repels a lot of potential clients, you know. So somebody has a good reading with you, and they give you like 5 stars or whatever the system is, and they leave, you know, a comment like that kind of describes like their experience getting a reading, and it's a favorable experience, then, you know, that gives, you know, that creates client confidence. You know, just like testimonials do on people's individual websites, only this is like happening live, and you have a potential, you don't
and
get
quit.
To pick and choose. Yeah, and right, and you don't get to pick and choose what comments you would want to put out there, you know.
That's another big difference.
So it's a huge difference, and what you find is, this is, you know, a good, this is what I would suggest. And I'll tell you, you know, it's a fascinating thing. But I would suggest people, you know, go and Google something like psychic reviews, and you're going to find like there's whole forums of people that are always, you know, clients or customers and other readers and advisors too on these psychic lines that, you know, they're having discussions about their experiences. And you find the whole gamut. There's some people that are just out to prove every psychic is a fraud or wrong or it doesn't exist, you know. And then there's other people that are, you know, so devoted to somebody, it's almost like they're treating them like a guru. So, you know, that gives you kind of an idea of what kind of feedback you get working these lines and kind of what you can expect. You can expect anything. And again, it comes back to what you were talking about, you know, of how do you deal with the chaos. It's like part of the chaos is the feedback. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
so you can't
that
be
is.
Like, oh, you can't let your energy get like blown. You can't get, you know, so blown up so big you can't fit in the room anymore because somebody gives you a compliment, right? And at the same time, you can't be totally flattened to the ground because somebody gave you a negative comment. You know, you have to be able to stay true to who you are and what your practice is, you know, as a reader and, you know, staying centered and grounded in that. Otherwise, you know, you can get blown up really big or you can get flattened to the ground and, you know, it you know, it's not healthy. It's just not healthy.
Right. So last thing before we go to the phone lines is I want to mm-hmm. say that, you know, the monetary analysis that I was talking about aside, the main takeaway is to think of it as a business. And I find
yeah.
that with a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs, they have difficulty thinking of what they do as a business. And that's where they don't grow, because it's so different. Let's say you're opening a coffee house. Okay. It's the thing is though, it's not, it's the same thing, whether you're opening a print shop, a coffee shop, or starting a business as an online psychic or on the phone lines or however you're doing it, you know. If you're opening a coffee house, Mary, you know, for the next year or two that you're building the business up and you
yeah.
know, you're going to put in 10, 12, 14 hour days. You know that, and you're prepared for that. And you're thinking of it as a business. You know, I'm putting the time in now, and when things start rolling and getting more successful, I won't be putting as much hours in, but I have to be prepared right now. You know, I mean, most brick and mortar businesses, they don't expect to make a profit even for the first at least 2 years. For a restaurant, it's 5 years. And for other types of businesses, bricks and mortar businesses, it's like at least 2 years, you know. So you have,
yeah.
you know, that income planned, you know, or lack thereof, for 2 years to build up a business. The nice thing about the psychic
yeah.
lines, you will be making money right away from the get-go. There's no overhead. You know, you don't have
yeah.
to do any advertising because the websites are doing it for you. So there's a lot of pluses compared to opening another kind of business or brick and mortar, but you still have to have that mindset. Okay, this is my business. I'm going to put in the time.
Yeah.
You know, I got to expect that it needs to grow, that it's, I'm not going to hit the pavement running, making six figures. You know, you got to think of it that way, you know? So
yeah.
I just want to leave everybody with that. And we'll come back. We're going to take a phone call or two, and then, we can come back to, ethics and confidentiality and a few other things we wanted to hit on for this topic. And also, I'll be telling you about the upcoming shows here on Psychic Talk. You know, you can always find the upcoming shows on the upcoming shows page, and you'll find it linked all over. You'll find that linked all over our website, just right there on the main page. You know, there's a button for the archive, big button for the archive, big button for upcoming shows. But you can open a new tab in your browser and type in psychictalk.net/upcoming. Will also take you to the upcoming shows. So go check it out. All the time zones and all the information and dates and everything is given to you there. Okay, let's take a phone call. Who's been waiting the longest? And by the way, if you're calling in, remember to press the number one on your keypad so we know that you want to be live on air. So it's 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. 28. I hear Mary shuffling. Mary's getting ready there. All righty. So press the number one on your keypad if you want to be live on air. And we are going to bring on, let's see, who's waiting longest? Area code 404. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ashia, calling from Georgia.
From Georgia. Did you say Ashia or like?
Yeah.
Ashia. Okay.
Cool.
I wasn't sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if I heard it right. That's why I had to ask. What you want to chat about?
Well, I have a question about, well, I just got hired today with a state job, and I want to see, like, how you see that going for me? Like, okay.
This, so a new job you just got hired for, and you're like, how's this going to go? Right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's like, okay, what did I get myself into? Well, should I go first, Dak, since I'm like already shuffled?
Yeah, go ahead.
All that.
Go
okay,
ahead.
So seeing how it's gonna go. Yeah, you know, I don't see any problems with this. It almost feels like the hardest part was getting the job. I don't know if this is something that was like kind of competitive or there was like a process to it or something, but it feels like, you know, that was the most difficult part. As far as how it's going to go, Dax, this is so strange. I have the Queen of Cups, the King of Cups, and the Ace of Cups all coming up on that. So you might love it, or at least, you know, I feel that like on some level, that your emotions are going to be involved, but not in a negative way. And it could be something also that, like, you really love the beginning of this job. But it's interesting. I'm not seeing any huge red flags or anything to worry about. And again, it feels like the hardest part was actually getting the job. Dax, what are you picking up?
Oh, I think you're picking up on, I know it, you're totally right, though, but you might be picking up a 911 operator job. I haven't went through that one yet, but this one is a juvenile detention correctional officer.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay.
And
well,
see,
that's
I'm
why,
like, I'm,
you know.
I don't know if the kids will be trying, because, you know, you can't hit them, but because that was like, what if the kids spit on you or something like that?
Right.
And I was like, oh, Lord, what did
I
get myself into?
Like, what you say? My gosh.
Right.
Right. But, you know, that's interesting because you might find that you end up caring for these kids more than you realize that's, you know, is going to be the case.
Okay. They won't try to fight me, though. Right, that's what I was worried about.
I'm not, like I said, I'm not seeing any red flags. I'm not seeing, like, you know, attack or anything like that. I don't know, Dax, are you seeing any sort of conflict like that, or what are you getting?
No, but it is talking about being focused, that you really have to be focused. And, you said you got the one of the aces, and I got the ace of coins. You know, it looks really good. A lot of messages going back and forth, and I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's secret messages that the kids are doing, or, you know, or a message coming to you from the man in charge, because I'm getting the man in charge card. I'm getting these messages, and I'm like, I'm not really sure here. But the main thing it wants you to know is, yes, this is a good opportunity with the Ace of Coins, and the focus, you know, that you really have to be focused and not having your mind wander. You have to be focused on the job at all times, because it's not something you can just, you know, sit there in the cubicle.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But do you guys see, like, I was talking to this one guy. Do you see us reconnecting?
On a romantic?
His name is Jermaine. Yes, sir.
Jermaine. Okay.
He's
well,
a Pisces. March 19th.
Here. Oh, yeah. Actually, this looks really good. I got the Sun card, Mary.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah,
Sun
so
card.
That's like a, there's like reason to be joyful about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it could happen quickly.
Yeah,
got the eight of wands. Things happening quickly.
Okay.
Also messages via electronic, like text or messaging or, you know, emails, anything fast and electronic, you know, it is coming through.
Okay, okay. Because he just stopped talking to me for somebody else, he's saying. Somebody else. Oh, okay. Okay.
The potential is definitely still there. I wouldn't steer you wrong. I would, if it wasn't there, I would definitely say, nope. You know, it's dead.
Right.
It's over. I got the Ten of Swords, you know, a Ten of Swords moment, okay. Mary. But I didn't
stick
get any
fork
of those cards.
In it.
Yeah.
But
I got the
card. And I got the Temperance card with the Ace of Swords. So I feel like, you know, this sort of new situation where you're just reconnecting and stuff, you know, the Temperance card a lot of times is saying, like, listen, you know, see how it goes, everything in moderation. But there's a real good, like, deck said potential. And with the Temperance card, it's like the potential to come together in a way that, you know, it works for both of you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the call, Ashia.
Thank you for taking my call. You too.
Absolutely.
Thanks, y'all. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, so just real quickly, we don't have a lot of time here, so I'm not going to read off like all the upcoming shows, folks. You can go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming on any page of the website in the right-hand column. If you have a particular show you're interested in, you can click on the link to that show. It'll give you all the past shows and the upcoming show. You can also click on the past episodes link, and then there's also an upcoming shows link, and that's the one that is on the front page also, and at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And you can check out all the shows, a lot of great shows lined up this week. It's been gangbusters, you know. We'll have a great week, and then the next week, another set of really great topics and guests. And then the next week, you know, Mary, it's just, you know, hasn't stopped since we launched the network. It's endless. So tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. A lot of really exciting stuff.
Absolutely. So the Soul Sisters are back tomorrow. The Soul Sisters show with Sue Schumacher. She's here in Arizona, just about an hour and a half north of me. And then Anna Nola, she's all the way in Greece. The other host is in Greece. Yes. And you can call in on that show as well. Same phone number, so write it down, 714-816-4628. And this is Thursday, May 17th. They'll be on, because Anne is all the way in Greece and it's nighttime there, they go a little bit earlier. So it's 9 a.m. Pacific, and that's 12 p.m. noon Eastern here in the U.S., okay? And they're talking about life purpose. How can you find out? I think that's a great topic for everyone. And then on Friday, May 18th, Sacred Spaces of the Goddess on the Goddess Guidance Show with Naki Alayo and Shakti Devi. And they'll be on, they're an evening show actually, 8 p.m. Pacific, my time, and 11 p.m. on the East Coast. You know, so if you're in Europe, you might have to get up kind of early if you want to listen to that show. Luckily, everything we do here at Psyche Talk is available after the show in archive on our website, on the Blog Talk Radio website, on iTunes. We're everywhere. And then you and I, Mary, we'll be back for another Psychic Saturdays Open Lines and Readings show on this coming Saturday. I can't wait. 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. So Saturdays became kind of my favorite show because it's kind of after the long week of tons of shows and you know, getting serious on the Tarot Insider show like we're doing today and talking about your tarot or psychic business. And then along comes Saturday and we can go, just, you know, get our coffee and tea.
And have
just,
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus it's
I
open
love
line.
Saturdays.
We never know what they're going to call in and talk about. And what we really love, and you can start thinking about this now, is you can call in for a mini reading, you know, love, life, career, whatever's going on with you. But also call in with some interesting topics. Like you might want to ask us questions about psychic reading and tarot and numerology or energy healing, Reiki, things like that, law of attraction, but also stuff that's on your mind, things you're seeing in the news.
Yeah.
You might want us to pull some cards on, and we've, we've done some of those. We call that the psychic spin. We're putting a psychic spin on the news, you know. So call in with some of those. What do you think, Mary?
Oh, I'm excited about those kind of questions, especially because I feel like for some reason, like we've gone through this cycle, you know, maybe since 2016 of like seeing the news headlines and like, just like then we become this like sort of like, you know, scared little person thinking, oh my God, what's happening to the world outside? And you see like a lot of like, you know, people that are like spiritual advisors advising their you know, their followers, their flocks of people that tune into them. They're like, you know, okay, you know, you got to turn off the news, you got to avoid it and everything. And I like the idea of like, no, let's just do a reading on it and see like what is the potential here. You know, do we really, you know, have to worry about these things that much, and what could possibly happen? And then the exciting thing too is that we all get to see it unfold together and see how those cards that came up matches what ends up happening. Because it does. That's wild, the wild part.
Yeah, plus the talking heads, the pundits out there, you know, they can't put a psychic spin on it like we can.
Mm-mm. We have the advantage.
Fun stuff. So we're coming up on the end of the show, but any last thoughts on starting your psychic online business here? I was thinking you wanted to mention some stuff about, you know, ethics and confidentiality.
Yeah. You know, because the thing is like, regardless of how, what kind of question you're being asked, it could seem like the most mundane, not a big deal question to you, or it could seem like the wildest off the wall thing. But it's important to remember that it's important to the person asking, and they're calling you to have a private conversation about it. They're not calling you to hear you talk about it to everybody you meet or post it on social media. You know, so you've got to remember, just like a doctor would, just like a lawyer would, you should also, you know, be able to offer confidentiality, that what they tell you isn't going to go any further than you. And that inspires confidence in them as well, to, you know, that they can confide in you, because they do confide in you a lot. And also sometimes, you know, another thing to do with ethics is sometimes you're going to get a call from someone that, you know, you really feel could benefit from a different type of professional. So, you know, if they're asking you a health question, like, you know, I think I hurt whatever, you know, it's like, oh, wow, you need to talk to a doctor. You should go to the hospital, you know, whatever. Give them that common sense advice, because believe it or not, it's not always the first thing that comes to a person's mind. It's the common
sense. Yeah, and you're
going to
get calls like that. You're going to get the people that are on the verge of suicide, and you got to have that suicide hotline handy to give out to them.
Yeah, and it's a little tough on the lines, because, you know, if somebody comes to your office to get a reading, or they approach you in person at a fair, or they're talking, you know, just to you and you have their name and number, that's different. On these lines, you don't even know what their real name is. You don't even know where they're located at, and you're not supposed to ask either. You know, everybody's allowed their privacy. But when it's critical like that, then you have to do your due diligence to suggest it, to, you know, give them like at least like the national 800 number for these different things, especially suicide. And I would even take it a step further and contact the website that you're reading for and let them know about that call and see if they, because they have all the personal records, maybe they can, you know, contact that person or to make sure that they're okay. You know, you always want to make sure everybody's, you know, healthy and safe. And also the other people, you know, they're going to come to you with problems that have been chronic, you know, behavioral problems in their life, addictions, stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with, you know, saying maybe you could use some more help with this. Maybe you would benefit from either talking to a therapist or seeking out a 12-step program, you know, or AA or something like that. You know, it's just, it shows that it's not, you know, we work because we get paid, right? But it's not just about the money, you know.
Right.
It's about helping people. You know, so those to me are like the important things about ethics. When, you know, ethics are talked about in the tarot community, sometimes, you know, we're splitting hairs on some peculiar things that don't really have much to do with actual ethics. You know, you want to make sure, you know, your readings are, you know, truthful and honest. You're not making up cards or not pulling any cards at all. You know, that kind of stuff to me is ethics, but that seems obvious. But you really look out for the people that are calling you. If they're calling you with really serious problems that are beyond the scope, no matter how good you are, beyond the scope of what you do as a psychic reader or a tarot reader.
Absolutely. And that's why we have a code of ethics at the Tarot Guild. And, oh, that's something I wanted to mention,
yeah.
Mary, that, you know, when you got, we're getting started, you join the Tarot Guild. So join a professionals
yeah.
organization, folks. Yeah. And our
Absolutely.
Website for that, well, we've been talking about the Psychic Talk website for the radio network, but we haven't mentioned that we also have tarotguild.org. So you can go over to tarotguild.org.
Yeah.
You can look up our code of ethics. You can join as a member. It's like 13 cents a day. There's also options that include a course. So if you want a course on tarot and numerology, it's Tarot by the Numbers. It actually teaches you both numerology and tarot at the same time. Maybe you don't need a course, but you've been a reader for decades and you want to join a professional organization. We also have packages with certification, so you can get certified. We did a whole show on certification recently.
Yeah.
Again, you'll find all these in the archive, psychictalk.net/tarotinsider. You know, that was another show, Mary. We're doing a lot of great
yeah.
shows on the business side of psychic reading and tarot reading. And so we have certification yeah. available. We've got the course. We even and the membership. We also have a package which comes with the Tarot by the Numbers course, membership for a year, and certification. And the whole thing is just $97. So it doesn't have to break the bank, folks. You know, if you're seeing those tarot courses out
yeah.
there for $1,300, hey, check out the Tarot Guild first, okay? Check out the Tarot Guild. Be careful about those certifications and courses you see out there, folks. They're overcharging
yeah.
just a little bit. Yeah, tarotguild.org, folks. Go check that out over there. You mentioned AA, and, God, it's
yeah.
so funny because earlier in the show when you were talking about the Reiki precepts, or what are they called
yeah.
exactly, the five?
Yeah, the five precepts.
Yeah, and then
– And some people call them the five principles.
Five principles, yeah. And then, you know, doing it as a daily practice, you know, just for today, this, just for today. And that reminds me of AA,
yeah.
you know, one day at a time,
yeah.
you know, just for today.
Exactly.
It's so funny.
yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of, you know, you find that you got to find what's authentic to you, what's going to have meaning for you, and that it, you know, those kind of things can really be, we talk about empowering, that can be kind of empowering because it's like kind of, it resets your energy and it's like, yeah, that's where I am. Here's where my center is. And so I'm now going to work from that and I'm going to make sure I stay in that. And, you know, it makes a bigger difference than you would think. A lot of times you think being a successful reader has to do with like how well you can read the cards. And that, hopefully, if you're going professional, that's a given that you're good at that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go professional, it's about working with clients and learning how to do that. And that's a different skill set, you know, but you can easily develop it as well through things like life coaching.
Yep.
Life coaching. I joined the Tarot Guild because it was so great to be in the company of other readers, you know, people who I didn't have to explain what tarot was to, you know, that we could talk about. I had like decades full of questions inside me and people that had been working with the tarot for decades that I could address them to, and I got answers back, and I felt really, really supported in that way. Like I wasn't like this lost molecule in this crazy world just trying to do a tarot reading, you know?
Yes. Yes. And, oh, and speaking of life coaching, on recent shows, we've mentioned that the life coaching course that we promote is the same one that's on the AUNLP.org website, American University of Neurolinguistic Programming. It's AU.org at $675, but we offer it through the Tarot Guild for $77. Well, right now it's on sale for 98.5% off. We're talking 10 bucks, folks. I kid you not, 10 bucks. So if you're a professional psychic reader or tarot reader out there, numerologist, take the life coaching course. Thousands of our Tarot Guild members have all really positive reviews. I took the course, and I'm looking at the page right now, and he had the countdown timer. So it was probably supposed to end after Mother's Day, but it says this offer's been temporarily extended. So I don't know how long it's going to be on sale for just 10 bucks. But if you go over to psychictalk.net/coach10, psychictalk.net/coach10 will take you right over there. You can grab it for $10. I am not kidding. Go check it out. Psychictalk.net/coach10. And I don't know how much longer it's gonna be on sale, but if you're listening in archive, it might still be on sale. Go check it out. And speaking of that, if you're listening to us in archive right now, or the show ended and you suddenly had a question, you know, get a hold of us, because, you know, Mary and I'll be back on the air with open lines on Saturday. Meanwhile, you can also message us on Facebook, right, Mary?
Yeah, and even if you leave a Dex posts about all of the different shows on Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook, that group. You can join the group and, you know, post your question there on one of the shows that maybe you listen to later and you're like, wow, I wish I could have called in. Hell, ask the question. Chances are that one of the hosts is going to see it and be more than happy to address it.
Yeah, it's a great way to interact between shows. I always have, the day of, like right after we end the show, I'm going to be posting the replay. And you can find the replay post on our Facebook group, and you can comment right on there. Hey, I got this question about, you know, XYZ. It's a great way to interact with the hosts in between. You can also just start a post on the group.
Yeah.
You know, it's over 500 people into psychic abilities and phenomenon and tarot and mediumship and everything. So
somebody should be able to answer it.
Yeah, go over to psychictalk.net/Facebook, or click the Facebook icon on any page of psychictalk.net, or just go over to Facebook, type in Psychic Talk Radio, look for the group. There's a page in a group. Like the page, join the group, and just type in the comments there, you know, or start your own post. We would love to answer your questions and chat with you and everything. So I want to thank all the listeners and our caller that we talked to earlier, and you, Mary, thanks for co-hosting with me.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Awesome. And we'll be back on Saturday. Remember to tune in tomorrow, Thursday, for the Soul Sisters Life Purpose. That's going to be interesting. Bye, everybody, for now.
Yeah.
Bye, Mary.
Bye, Dex. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.